Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, don't forget, sign up for our newsletter because we make several additions to what we do all day long, sometimes into the evening. And people say, Dave, it's hard to keep up. Not if you have our newsletter, because you'll get a recapitulation of everything we do the previous 24 hours. You really want to be on it. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Upper right-hand corner is a newsletter link. Click it on. The only required field is your email, and you'll get that recapitulation of what we do. One-stop shopping. People love it. Over 50,000 people are partaking. You'll want to be one of them too. Okay, so make sure you do that. Our guest is Jimmy Schwinn, and we're going to be talking about something that concerns all of us. And you've heard me talk about EMF a lot when we talk about what you can put on your phone from Body Align. And you've heard me mention this a lot. My good friend Virginia Farver, love Virginia. She lost her dear son to glioblastoma. And guess where it was? Where you hold your cell phone. Same with John McCain, same with Ted Kennedy, high profile people. We need our cell phones to do business. There's no question. We can't walk away from that, but we can sure be smart about how we do it. So again, I'll just put a plug in here, bodyaline.com, okay, / Dave Hodges. And you can see the EMF patch that goes on the back of your phone. And I'm sure we'll touch on that. Jimmy, welcome to the show, my friend. Important topics we're going to hit today, but let's pick up on what I just said with EMF. Am I overreacting to the EMF threat?
Not at all. And interesting, I received an email from a company that I'm looking at. They're involved in EMF stuff too, a little higher, cost stuff, so the average folks can't afford it. But they had an article, a blog post from Bobby Kennedy, that they wrote and talked about how Bobby Kennedy is aware of the EMF radiation and understands the damage it's doing, especially to the children, which, they're more acceptable. Even it's damaging the adults, but it's really damaging the children. When you look at the cell phone next to that, the children holding the cell phone up to their ear or putting in earbuds, through Bluetooth or whatever technology there, it's affecting them tremendously. It's
I
affecting
know
them.
why, Jimmy. You know,
And we go ahead, brother.
my background's in psychology, and I can tell you why it affects the young kids more. It's called the neuroplasticity of the brain. When we get to about 21 to 24 years of age, our brain really stops developing in terms of structure. And with young kids, structure is ongoing. And so the kids really benefit, though. If kids have a brain injury that affects a certain function, sometimes their brain is able to pick up that function in another part of the brain. And we call that lateralization. And it's part of neuroplasticity that kids' brains are moldable. So, therefore, external sources coming into the brain, like EMF, are going to impact kids more structurally in the brain than it would adults. And by kids, I mean into early adulthood. Your brain can develop up to about age 24 on the far end. For most of us, 2021 is when it stops.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation because, I mean, we like the technology, right? We like the technology. One of the founders in Bodyline was a head engineer over at Texas Instruments, and he was involved in running anywhere from 40 to 100 engineers at a time, doing all the patents for them for 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, about half of the 4G patents, because Texas Instruments would sell their patents to the big communication like AT&T and T-Mobile. I mean, they're huge. Still a very, very powerful company, Texas Instruments. So Steve got to learn a lot from that point of view, and now he has a company also that he does the fiber optic, and he gets to go into these 5G towers and see what's going on around them. It's not good, it's not good, and they're going up. And I don't know where our government is with this, as far as, you're putting all these 5G towers up. We've got, now we need, Trump just admitted, they always are saying, oh, well, we only need to double energy output for AI and robotics. Now, the other day, he said, oh, we need to probably triple output of energy for AI and robotics. It's higher than that. It's much higher than that. And what is that that going to do? Well, that's going to increase EMFs tremendously. So all of the stuff that people are having, if you look at electromagnetic symptoms and sickness, it's a real thing. People are having massive problems with it, and children are having a lot of problems with it too. And they're selling a lot of stuff from China that doesn't work. Some of it even has come back where it was putting off not too good of radiation itself. And people don't know where to turn to protect themselves. And there's a lot of ways besides the Bodyline products. I mean, you have a band on, I see, Brother Dave,
Right here, brother.
and that has three different types of, three different types of crystals. Besides helping you focus and have energy and all of that, it also helps protect against EMF radiation. It's like wherever you're going, it's there. And then, like you were talking, you were alluding to that disc on the
Yes,
back of the phone. I have
correct.
both of them. This is one for the monitor, and this one's for the phone. You put it an inch from the bottom in the middle, so you're walking around protected. Protected in your home, protected, wherever you're at. That's really important. And it doesn't block EMF. It mitigates the harmful effects of it, which one of the big problems since 5G has come out is 4G penetrated to the bone, to the marrow of the bone. 5G penetrates to the bloodstream. And what does it do? It shuts down the ATP channel in the cell, which brings in the nutrition and puts out the waste. So think about ourselves. If we couldn't eat but couldn't go to the bathroom, how long would we last? We wouldn't last long. So as these cells get shut down, the ATP channels on these cells, it starts to kill them. And
Yeah.
then what happens when you have a bunch of dead cells in a body? It's not good. The whole thing is not good. And again, as we look at Dodge, and we look at the ridiculous fraud, abuse, and scamming going on in our federal government, these big corporations that are putting out most of this EMF radiation control the politicians, just like in all the other industries, right? Because they support them. And that's just the way it works. You know what I mean? It just works that way. Even Trump said that, hey, I was in politics, I would give to both sides because I would want favor for my construction projects. I mean, it's just the way of the world currently, but it really is a problem for our youth, like you said. At their, their brain is still developing. It's not even fully developed. Like I think you said, 24 years of age. We've got to get these school systems safe from this EMF radiation. Bobby Kennedy's talking about it, so there's going to be more public awareness of it. That's great. That's a wonderful thing that we'll have that happening so that people can actually do something. Also, another thing is Suge Knight, high quality. You can get a little art piece, whatever, right? At my house and all. I got a little pyramid, Suge Knight. Also, salt lamps help, your environment. Negative ion that you plug into your plugs, that helps with the negative ions, which are depleted, by the way, from the environment also. We'll talk about them in a little bit. A big problem, Brother Dave. You and I were talking a little bit. You said something about the North Pole. You were talking about something about the pole shifting,
Well, yeah,
about the pole is shifting slowly.
we've been going through a little bit of that already. Going back to gosh, teaching, I had some foreign exchange students in my undergrad psych classes from places like Russia and Sweden and France and Germany, and they all told the same stories. And I'm going to say the years were all like 08 to 2014. And they were telling me similar stories. Their professors in their colleges were telling them that one day the Europeans are going to have to migrate to Europe because we're going through a pole shift. And when it reaches 3 to 4 degrees, many of the areas that Europeans live in will be uninhabitable. And they said there's a little wobble in the planet that's leading to this as a precursor to an ice age. And they're not saying an ice age is going to happen in 20 years or 100 years, but the climatic shifts that precede an ice age, the Europeans feel it's ongoing right now. We don't hear that discussion here in the United States in our academics, and my students pointed that out to me. One of them was majoring in meteorology, and she said, I asked the question of the professor. He had no clue what I was talking about. So we kind of ignore it here in America, but in Europe, they're hypersensitive to it. So you're absolutely right. There is something going on. In fact, there's an article out today written by a Japanese physicist, and he says that Fukushima has led to a wobble in the planet, which could also hasten the oncoming of a pole shift. And he's not saying it's not directly, he says it's not going to cause it by itself, but it could combine with other factors to cause it to happen. So you're absolutely right, Jimmy. We are going through something right now on the planet. We're seeing changes in the magnetosphere, and that affects people's behaviors. You're absolutely right.
Well, and it's interesting too because if you listen to the guy over at Salesforce, the CEO, and you know they, he does a lot of he's helping the young man that's cleaning up the ocean, you know, the ocean project, cleaning up the
Sure.
rivers, cleaning up the ocean. He's involved in the Trillion Tree Initiative because what he said is that we cut down half the trees on this planet. We used to have 6 trillion trees. Now we're under 3 trillion trees. And these trees, besides, you know, converting CO2 into oxygen, put out massive amounts of negative ions. And when you read the effect of negative ions on the people and the planet, it is dramatic. I mean, we're talking from mental health to anti-aging to anxiety to all of this stuff, the depletion of them, the depletion of them. And so one of the things that we'll be talking about later on in the next couple of weeks, because we're finalizing the white paper about is exactly what you just said about the magnetic sphere and the biosphere with all this electromagnetic pollution and all the chemtrails that have been sprayed in the environment. And then, you know, what's happened to that? Well, that falls down into our soil and contaminates our water. And we have a big situation going on with that issue. But these devices that have been around now for a few years, the second generation are like 1,000 times more powerful. I have one of the smaller units. It's called DPE Agricultural, where the reach of it was much smaller than the new ones. And I noticed my son, my youngest son, he would be up in his room and he would never come down. You know what I mean? He would just be up in his room all the time. We would like not see him, you know, for a while. One of the things I noticed right away when I put that device in, because I was like, well, I got to see this for myself. You know, I want to see if this is going to work. You know, they're spraying chemtrails above my house in Austin. So I put it in. And I noticed after a few months, because this took a few months to ramp up, these new ones are like instantaneously. People are seeing chemtrails disappear in their atmosphere, like in real time. It's pretty amazing because the amount of negative ions going up. And if you could go into ChatGPT, you could go into Google and just, you know, put in the positive effects of negative ions on people in the planet, and you're going to get things like this. And this is why I love energy wellness so much, like with what we're doing with EMF, you know, EMF radiation mitigation, not allowing it, you know, to harm the people, right? Really important not to allow it to do that, but the benefits to people. So think about this, Brother Dave. Improved mood and mental health. Okay. Boosts serotonin levels, helping relieve stress, depression, and anxiety. Promotes relaxation and reduces irritability. Enhance energy and alertness. I mean, I'll just read these types. Enhanced energy and alertness. Purifies the air by neutralizing pollutants. Improves sleep quality. Boost immune by enhancing cellular function, relieves migraines, headaches, and joint pain by increasing blood flow and oxygenation, balances the nerve system, helps balance. I mean, it's amazing what this thing does. And then when you read these are negative ions, you read what it does for the planet, including mitigate bad weather and remove all the pollutants from the air. All of these things, you're thinking about it. Why did they cut all these trees down? They don't want those positive effects.
I wanted to ask you a question here. You were talking about the positive effects on a person, and you can have negative too. Are these frequency based?
Well, this is negative ion based. So the negative ions are pulling like all the dirt it cleans up all that electrical magnetic pollution and it cleans up all those chemtrails, all of it. It brings it all down and it gets rid
Okay,
of it.
I'm not talking about the interaction effect outside the body. I'm talking about what affects the mind and what affects your health. Is it strictly biochemical or is it also frequency based?
Well, it helps eliminate all those bad electromagnetic pollution. There's so many frequencies. It's not just the 5G stuff and some of the other devices we have. We are getting bombarded with these frequencies that the body's not used to. And the negative ions also helps mitigate that by
Okay.
cleaning those up within the environment. Now, I'm a firm believer in playing good frequencies. There's a lot of good YouTube channels out there that they have great frequencies like 432, 196. I mean, there's so many of them that do different things for your body that everybody should be listening to them. That really helps you out a lot. But also by utilizing the negative ion generation, that will assist in that, right? And as they're talking about when enough of these are put out around the world, these devices, that it could bring our biosphere back thousands and thousands of years ago
Okay,
to that
that's
harmony.
an environmental effect. Let me be more specific, okay? Jose Delgado, and just a real brief history lesson. He was a Spanish physiologist in 1961 that did a bullfight with a remote control device, and he sent the remote control message at a certain frequency to the emotional center of the brain of the bull called the limbic system. And the bull's charging him, he emits the frequency, and the bull passively walks away. He then went to Yale and he used different frequencies. And I'm not joking when I say this, this is actually documented. 1964 at Yale, he mitigated things like epilepsy. He could induce fury in an animal or make an animal calm. And he did it by changing frequency stimulation of the brain. And what I think we could be talking about here is an extension of this technology. You've got the environmental effects of cleaning up the 5G and the negative effects, but the 5G emits negative frequency into the brain that affects our health. And therefore, if you're negating the environmental impact, the signal that comes into the brain changes and the damaging frequencies aren't able to impact the person's health. That's where I was going with that question. And sorry for the long
Yeah.
explanation, but this is
No.
something I've really looked at. Jimmy, I'm telling you, the future of medicine for the most part
It's
lies in
frequencies.
frequency, and the AMA.
100%.
The AMA is doing everything they can do to block it.
It is 100% in frequencies because we're dealing with the energy
Yeah,
body. Because
exactly.
all disease and unease comes from the energy body into the physical matter body, or what they call the biological body. And that's where it happens in your energy body. Most people don't do the preventive maintenance in your energy body, which is by exposing yourself to all of these positive frequencies. Like one of the things about Body Align, let's take an example, this ultimate wellness band. Well, there's over 300 frequencies in there. Like let's give an example of a frequency, turmeric at its highest level
Yes.
of quality. Okay, we can't do cinnamon because you can't get it without mold, right? Or fungus. But turmeric at its highest quality, all of the natural ingredients that have a positive effect on the body, we have a database of these frequencies at their highest level of purity. And that's what is in this disc, and also in these crystals that are in this band, that when it's on your wrist, after about an hour, it's going into your body. These frequencies are going into your body. When you remove this, which I always recommend people remove it 2 to 3 hours before you want to go to sleep, if
Yes.
and it takes a couple hours for those frequencies to dissipate out of the body. Okay. One of the great things about the Cell Protect disc is that it has over 200 frequencies in it, but you can put this now, this becomes with a 6 foot radius, becomes a positive thing instead of a negative thing. Like
How
when you
does
remove,
it turn positive? Tell us that.
because of the Cell Protect disc from Body Line that's on here, because it's on this device and this device is creating energy, these frequencies are going out into the environment, which shields you against the harmful effects of the EMF radiation coming from the cell phone.
I see.
Doesn't block it, it mitigates it. It
Okay.
keeps the ATP channel open so that nutrition can get in and waste can get out. Because again, you shut down those two pathways, the cell dies. You know, one of the things on Bodyline we have where they took the blood, they put it under the black microscope, and they put the phone next to it, the blood all clotted up. It all, cells came together. Then they put the disc on the cell phone and it started to separate. And that's what it does. It mitigates the harmful effect. When you have this and this together, it's a big combo. And the great thing about it, every year you replace it. If you add it up, divide it, into months, it's like dollars a month. It's nothing to have a peace of mind for yourself and your family to make sure that you've got that covered. Now, additionally, having negative ion generators plugged in your house, having these pink salt lamps in your house, having some other things in your house helps you. Now, these smart meters are even worse, you know what I mean, from what's going on with this EMF radiation. Now the smart meters, now we're going to the smart houses. Now you're flying the Wi-Fi all around the place. Again, Trump mentioned double the energy output. All of a sudden, a week ago, he mentioned, oh, it could be three times the amount. Why is he doing that? He doesn't want to make everybody stressing, because, oh, well, we need five times the energy. Right? When people are thinking, well, wait a minute, when it gets too hot in Texas, we got problems with the electricity, right? Or it gets over here, do we have the situation, the system in place to actually increase the energy output that much? And the effects of that on the people with the EMF radiation increase, it's going to increase tremendously. And then the satellites are working on a different frequency band than the 5G towers are. But when you have 100,000 of them up there, what do you think it's going to do? I mean, now they're all competing. You got Musk with SpaceX, you got China coming out. I mean, there's going to be so much competition in the next 5 years to put the satellites up in space. We're going to have tens and tens and tens of thousands of these satellites up there. That's not going to improve EMF radiation. That's not going to improve like we're living in a microwave, right? I mean, we have to prepare ourselves for that. And that's one of the things I love about, the DPE project that will be coming out with Defend Planet Earth. And of course, another one for people that are into the green and holistic garden, nourishing your neighborhood. But the thing about these devices, these bigger, now these aren't like where you can pick up Bodyline band and you can pick up a disc and you can get it for both of them for under $100, you know what I mean, together. This is different. These devices are the big ones that are going to be going out. We're not even bringing out publicly. That's staying private to people that are very wealthy but love the planet. They're going to look at the science, they're going to look at this, talk to the scientists, and they're going to make a sponsorship to put those things where the scientists say we need them. The most important ones, where do we need them first and foremost to shut this down? Because the magnetic sphere is weakening from the South America to South Africa. And that's not me saying it. Jimmy Schwinn, just go and Google it. You got NASA saying it. You got everybody saying about what's going on with our magnetic sphere. You just heard Brother Dave talking about we're already weakening. And now, what is it called? Fukushima. That where the radioactive stuff was, now that's even assisting more into our
Well,
problem
it's
here.
actually causing a wobble at the North Pole, they're saying. And these are Japanese physicists that have been told to shut up by their government. Boy, that's interesting. I want to tell you something I saw in 1997. I used to get invited to think tank groups to speak, and we'd sign non-disclosure agreements where we'd share information. Some of it was astronauts, some was scientists. I actually had a couple of people from NASA and so forth. And it was sponsored by Bill Pollack, my mentor in this business, the late Bill Pollack. And it was in La Positas, New Mexico, just north of Albuquerque. And we had five meetings total. And let me tell you, one of the things I was shown at one of these meetings, one guy obtained excuse me, a TV pilot for a show that was going to be narrated by Charlton Heston, the former late actor, great actor. And excuse me, and pardon me. Charlton Heston talked about the magnetosphere was beginning to reverse then. And he cited academic research in this presentation. And you know what ended up happening? They didn't air the show. They canceled it all. Somebody made a copy and gave it to a scientist that we know, and I'm not allowed to say who it was because I signed the non-disclosure. And we saw the whole thing. They also had two human footprints at the same strata as dinosaurs, unearthed by Texas archaeologists. A lot of really interesting things, but the magnetosphere was covered. Let me tell you what they said, Jimmy. They said that when this happens in increasing veracity, that aberrant behavior occurs, bizarre behavior. Like the other day, we saw someone take off their clothes on a Southwest Airlines flight, and they had to take the flight back to the terminal. You start to see these aberrant behaviors of people, and it does affect the personality. Violence can happen on a random basis. And it was just amazing all the side effects that we're seeing. And Charlton Heston covered this 28 years ago. 28,
28 years ago.
and this was totally banned. They tried to destroy every copy and not let it out to the public.
Yeah, that's all they like to do that because then, the people that are in, making the money off of the things that are causing the problem, then they can't make the money, right? So
Exactly.
it is in, so I was told at first that we had about 5 years until all, if we did not address this, that we, and this was about a year ago when I spoke to this scientist from Italy, that we had 5 years. He shortened his window down based on what's been going on, and including some of the plane mishaps. Some of them we don't know what happened, but some of them he said that as this gets worse, that's going to get worse. Weather worse, of course, all of that happening. But the good news is we've got something that can solve the problem. And it's something that can be put in place very rapidly. And then on top of it, the smaller devices that help, protect against the EMF radiation, clean up the electromagnetic pollution, clean up the chemtrails, all of that, with the agricultural starts cleaning up the soil. Because what people don't know either is there's been some farmers that go through this organic transition of their land, right? So they want to transition their soil to organic. They want to grow organic. Well, then they do that period of time, what they're supposed to do based on what the government says you have to do to become organic certified. And then they ordered some seed from Italy that was non-GMO, and they planted it, and it got contaminated with GMO. And they didn't know. They were like, "What in the world happened?" Well, it's everywhere. It's in the water, it's in the air, it's everywhere. It spreads. So these devices also, that's why I was, when you were talking about the farmers that you had, some business with farmers a little bit, consulting with them, which is important because if we don't have the farmers, we have nothing. If we don't grow the food, we're in trouble. And the soil's depleted. We've got to, instead of using industrial hemp, which is one of the most productive crops per acre that you can produce. And it can create everything from toilet paper to t-shirts to all of it. I think Henry Ford created a whole car and fueled it with hemp, industrial hemp. Instead of doing that, and which also helps replenish the soil, right? It helps replenish the soil. We cut our trees down. We cut our trees down,
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
and all of the positive effects that are happening from negative ions decrease, including mental health of people. You were just saying that. So think about the whammy that we've got going on with the population of this planet right now, where they're experiencing that those issues from what you just discussed. Then you throw on the lack of negative ions in the environment, and now we see what we're seeing, the chaos and the craziness and some stuff you can't even believe that's happening. It's like you're not even living, in the real world, right? With some of this stuff going on, that, like, why would people want 22, 23, 24, whatever the number may be, million people on Social Security that aren't even alive? Why? Why would we want that? Why? Why would we want to give $50 million to a Middle Eastern country for condoms? Or $20 million for Sesame Street? I mean, the federal government could not operate as a business. They would be out of business so fast, it would be ridiculous. And they are not paying attention to the things that matter most. Hopefully now, with Bobby Kennedy in there, they're going to start getting into getting out the bad ingredients in all the food, cleaning up our water, air, soil, all of these things. But what I know for 100% sure, time will tell, Brother Dave. Time will tell if they do that or they don't do that. I'm hoping that they do it. I know that there's going to be a battle between it. I look at some of the food over here in the Dominican Republic, and they just have the basic ingredients in there. And then you can look at some of the same stuff in the United States, and you've got 10 times the ingredients in there, which is not good for the human being. So we're getting pretty much blasted in every area of our life, from the air that we breathe to the water that we drink to the food that we eat. And we've got to pay attention, and we got to start taking, our lives and our families' lives into our own hands and start implementing it, implementing change.
I agree. Are you familiar with the old movie that won an Academy Award with Peter Finch called Network?
I think I've seen that
The one
before.
that was the movie that said, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore." In that movie, Peter Finch, who was playing a character named Howard Beale, he said just what you said. This is 1975, Jimmy. He said, "I know the food's not fit to eat. The air is not fit to breathe. The water is not fit to drink." And this was a line in the movie. And you just pulled that line right out here. Here we are 50 years later. That line applies.
And it's getting worse. It got worse.
Do you think there's intentionality behind this?
Well, it's interesting. When I moved to Texas, I went there to help run a company called Sozo Global. And I was sitting with the owners, and all of us were talking one night. And I showed them on a whiteboard, this entire thing's a system. And when you look at all of the ownership, majority stockholders, and all these major in conglomerates, they're all owned by, Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock. I mean, Vanguard, you can't see who owns Vanguard, but you can see who owns BlackRock, and Vanguard owns part of BlackRock. So, they own everything. They own big pharma, they own big food, they own big everything. And so they're feeding their own system. So I would have to say, yes, it's intentional. And I would have to say, even cutting the trees down are intentional, because these are not stupid people. These are not people that would not know that they're taking out the negative ions out of the environment and the effects that that would have on the people on the planet. And that all these EMF radiation from all these devices and the five, they know this. They can't, these are not people that are stupid. They plan, as well as I do, Brother Dave. They plan out decades ahead, if not 100 years ahead. They're playing the long game, right? They're playing the long game. But I got to tell you something. The healthcare system, or you want to call it the sick care system, in the United States is broken.
Yeah.
Anytime, my wife goes into the hospital because she's got colitis, because she's got, things going on with her stomach, and they don't even give her an IV, nothing. She's in there an hour and a half, and they send me a $10,000 bill. And it's not itemized, by the way. You have no idea what this thing's for. There's no transparency. Like, why would an hour and a half cost $10,000? What's going on here? I could go through the same thing here in the Dominican Republic, and I pay $100, $50, $100, something like that. The whole thing is, what I see, and I know that I've watched some of your shows, Brother Dave, and that you're concerned too, because there's a lot going on right now. A lot in all areas, pretty much every area, every pillar of society is under stress at the moment, wouldn't you say? Like every single thing.
Listen, I'm going to validate what you just said. I've got a very good friend named Virginia Farver, and I've known Virginia now for about 15, 16 years. And she has been at the center of lawsuits that have proven 5G's damaging effects. She's been at the center of other aspects of electromagnetic frequencies, and she got involved because she lost a son to this. And
Yes.
so she's tireless, and she's involved with the top people in the country who fight against this, including allies of RFK Jr. And I'm going to tell you, I've heard this now for over 15 years, Jimmy. She has pounded my brain with what you're saying, with documented evidence, court proceedings. These people know exactly what they're doing, and they
Yes.
don't care.
No, they
And
don't.
it's it, you're that's why I asked you the intentionality question. And you also said something else I want to validate. My good friend Pat Wood wrote co-authored a book with Professor Anthony Sutton in 1980 called Trilaterals Over Washington, and they detailed the control over the economic structure of the country, including the media. And they did it through interlocking boards of directorate, subsidiary holdings. And they
Yep.
listed, when I read that book as a young man, I was just a young kid out of college. And I looked at that and I says, oh my God, we don't have a Democratic Republic anymore.
No.
That was my reaction. Now, Pat Wood and I are good friends today as a result, but I admired him before he ever knew who Dave Hodges was. But they validate what you're saying here. Absolutely. And this crap is not going to go away. Do you think that RFK Jr., who knows what we know, Jimmy, I know for a fact he does,
Yeah.
okay? Because I know people that know him. Do you think he's going to be able to reverse this stuff? Or is it up to the individual people at the individual level?
Well, I would say that everybody has to take individual responsibility. And if you know that there's technology out there that can help, let me tell you, it's interesting. I went over the device white paper with my son, and I was going through it and talking about it. And he goes, "Oh my gosh, Dad, they're not going to want you to get these things up because it's going to stop everything that they've got." Population control is one of it. Feeding the sick care industry is another one, right? They want to feed their businesses, right? So, I was talking to a business partner of mine who's got a friend that their family's been involved in the funeral homes since the early 1990s, or I'm sorry, 1900s. This family's been generational. They've never seen the amount of death happening right now. They've never seen it. These things are, there's so much going on. I'll joke once in a while, and it's not a joke, but I'm like, I should just invest in crematoriums, with the amount of death that's going to continue to happen based on the EMF radiation and all the other stuff that's going on in the water and all of that. But it's interesting because I was watching Joe Rogan with Elon Musk, and I heard Musk say something. Now, this is a guy that, however he got up there, I'm not here to judge the guy, right? I'm not here to judge him. But at the end of the day, this is a guy that says, "I'm concerned that I'm going to get killed. I'm going to get assassinated if I push too hard on this fraud,
I've been
abuse
thinking about that
stuff."
too. Exactly. I hear you, Jimmy. I hear you.
And that's what this man said with a freaking army around him of ninja freaking bodyguard protectors. I mean, you like got some of the best in the world, and he's concerned if he continues to push too hard and what should be going on anyways, you know what I mean? Just based on we the people that should be going on accountability, he's concerned that he's going to be taken out. And that's my concern also for Bobby Kennedy, because God knows that that family has went through enough with assassinations
Yeah,
with
no,
his dad and his uncle. And these are big people. We're talking big ag, we're talking big pharma, we're talking big food, we're talking like you're now. That's why I'm saying I don't know what I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen as far as the changes he's going to implement, but also just as Elon Musk is concerned about his safety, because he's uncovering too much. I think the same will apply to Bobby Kennedy. And it's sad to say that we're in that state in the world, where war is so profitable, but yet the children are starving. You got a vulture behind a child in Africa going to get some water because it's ready to die. I mean, is this humanity? Can we call ourselves human beings when there's very little humanity coming from the overall governments of the
Well,
world?
I got something to say on that too, but I want to back up. I know the interview you're talking about, and Since that time, Elon's DOGE efforts, Department of Governmental Efficiency, he's crossed that line now. He's left caution to the wind. Let me tell you what I've learned. The motive for DOGE is not just saving the taxpayer money, and that's a benefit to us. It is a motive. The number one reason they're doing it, and I've picked this up from interviews and my own research, is because the money that's tied to the kickbacks and the fraud, some of it ends up in organizations like ActBlue, which is the primary funding mechanism for the Democratic Party and their fraud they perpetrate. And Jimmy, I'm telling you, they're going after the money that supports the Democratic Party. They're going after the donor class of the Democrats. And
Right.
this is why the Democrats are having a fit. Elon Musk has already crossed the line that would have put him in danger. He's way past that now. And so is Trump.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think, they better have like an army around them. They need to have it, and everybody needs to pray for them. But another thing that he was saying, Brother Dave, is that the entitlements, which really gets me, entitlements. No, we're owed this money, Social Security and Medicare. We're owed this money because we put the money in. But he was saying that there's a massive amount of fraud there, and that they're bringing in all the illegals and giving them Social Security and Medicare and all this stuff, and that Musk is going in there and is going to expose all this stuff. Then they can't do their mission of building more people to basically vote for them. I mean, he said this on Fox News. I watched this on YouTube. He just said this, to Colo or the guy that used to work in the Trump administration the last time. He has a Fox show now in the business, and he was talking to him about that. And it, yeah, you're right. The donor class. How about all these NGOs? All these NGOs.
Part of the donor
They're
class. Yep, exactly.
And they're all owned by, family members of the freaking politicians. I mean, it's just amazing the scam that they've got going on right now. I bet half of that debt is fraud. When you look at it, the debt that the American people are owe apparently is fraud. If you audit all this stuff, my
Bingo.
goodness gracious, and you go back and you collect it, meaning anybody who's done gotten gain illegally, it gets confiscated. You unfortunately you can't have illegal gain by ripping off the American people and the taxpayers. You got to give it back. We're going to take it from you. It's an interesting time to be alive, Brother Dave. That's why I was wondering, because I know that they brought all these illegal aliens in, these young men, for a purpose, like you were talking about. I've seen you a couple times talk about the on your show about, this is going to get really rough and crazy, what's going to be happening here. People think that just because Trump's in, everything's going to be like beautiful, nothing's going to happen. These people, are they going to allow them to take? You said that Trump and Elon has crossed the line. So what do you see, Brother Dave? I know this is your show, but I want to know from you, because what do you see going on here? This, because another thing that I'm going to have a show this week with my son about, Pluto is in Aquarius. And remember, God talks about signs and wonders in the heavens. That's why he created the heavens, for signs and wonders. So pay attention. Every time that Pluto's been in Aquarius, go look back, go to ChatGPT, go to Google, and say, give me the last 2,000 years that Pluto's been in Aquarius. Revolution. Change, industrial, everything.
Yeah,
Everything that
we're
that's going
going to
on
change.
right now is happening.
We're going to change our economic system. I mean, Trump has already signaled that with cryptocurrency repository, with his fascination with gold.
Yeah.
We're going to go to a mercantile system where hard assets are going to back up the dollar, and that transition period is going to be a pretty serious recession, but it's needed. But it's not just that. In 1960s, from 63 to 68, you had John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King oppose big government, particularly in creating wars for profit in Vietnam, unbridled license to do whatever they wanted to do with the oil industry. as evidenced by the oil depletion allowance. And these three men, in different ways, spoke against that system, and all three of them got killed. So you ask me where this is going. We are in a danger time for assassinations. The Democrats no longer have any power. They don't have a leader. They're losing their money and their donor base. They've been exposed for the fraudsters that they are. And the only thing that the deep state can resort to now is assassination and or revolution. And I think that we're looking at it. And I'll say one thing regarding this. I've had J.J. Carell on my show, honored Border Patrol supervisor. And he said we have 13 to 15 million gotaways that avoided federal benefits to because they're terrorists and they're in our country and they're going to be unleashed. And I think that's the revolution, Jimmy. And I think the UN will try to bring in peacekeepers to supplement. The idea is to overthrow the Trump administration. That's where I think this is headed. That's where I think that you asked me where I think it's headed. This is the direction I think we're going. Trump is cutting the heart out of the Democratic Party. But also think about this. Who is he deporting? He's put an emphasis on illegal aliens who are criminals, but he's focusing on the gangs. The gangs are the terrorists that are going to come after us. They're paramilitarily trained. They're going to come after us. And he's deporting them now by the hundreds of thousands. And he knows he's going to have to fight them domestically if he can't get them out of the country. So
Quick
he's not
enough.
telling you that's what he's doing, Jimmy, but I'm telling you that's what he's doing.
And you have to do that. How else can we, either we're going to be fighting them somewhere else or we're going to be fighting them on our streets.
Yeah,
And
exactly. Exactly.
the cartel's not going to just sit idly by either. I mean, what people don't understand is their cartel's got a lot of money and they've got a lot of military equipment themselves. They pretty much own the Mexican government,
Well, our government too.
and our
Jimmy, I live in
government, right?
Arizona. The cartel controls my state legislature and our governor's office. And I'm not exaggerating.
Unbelievable.
Listen, John Thaler, 30-year RICO investigator, has laid it out in a book with 20,000 references and 5,000 citations. It's fantastic what he's done. But the cartel runs Arizona. I'm not joking. And they do it on behalf of their donors, China.
Yeah, China's infiltrated so many things. I mean, so many things. The fact that we've let them buy all this farmland next to our military bases and no one's even paid attention to it. I mean, again, they buy out the politicians. They grease them, they buy them out, they get, you find all these people owning stock in all these companies that they're getting insider trading on, and their family, they go into government, they're worth nothing. And then 5 years, 6 years later, they're worth 30 million bucks.
I know.
I mean,
Well,
okay, how did that happen? Where did that come from? What are you doing to make that kind of money? What business do you have that's running that? The business of fraud, theft, and corruption, basically.
Let's talk about Pocahontas for a second. She makes 200,000 a year, roughly, okay, with government benefits. And she showed a profit last year on her congressional financial statement of what? 12 million. How the
A
hell does that
profit.
happen? Yeah, how the hell does that happen? It can't unless you're cheating.
Well, that's I agree with you that they're not going to just give up and walk out of this thing
No.
without a fight. They're going to fight, and
Yeah.
they're going to fight to the death because you know what? It is a death sentence for them. In their opinion, it's a death sentence for them. They can't look at any other way out but to do what you just said. They try to take Trump out twice, right? Whether people believe it's the real Trump, it's not the real Trump, it's the clone Trump, I don't know. But at the end of the day, they try to take him out twice and probably try to take him out more than that because we probably don't know
Yeah.
of the other times they try to take him
I
out.
know of one other. Long Island, 4 hours before Trump was going to speak, and this was public, and then they stopped talking about it. But Long Island police found a dirty bomb inside a trunk of a car where Trump was going to speak 4 hours after they found the dirty bomb.
Wow.
That's not a coincidence, Jimmy. A dirty bomb just doesn't show up where Trump is going to
No.
speak. And that actually hit the media for one day, and then they killed it. It's like John
And then
Doe
it was
number two with
gone.
the Oklahoma City bombing. It's that kind of deal. So you're absolutely right. I want to bring this back to body line, though, because
Sure.
this all ties together. The United States is the last shining city on the hill. We're not perfect, but we're the last bastion where people have rights that aren't given to you by government or some other source. And they want to take out Americans, not just our government. The deep state needs to kill as many Americans as possible because we have over 100 million gun owners. We have people that understand to some degree the Constitution, freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, due process. They don't want those people in the New World Order. They won't be able to control them in a nation like America. So they've got to kill as many Americans as possible. And this is why our food's not fit to eat. This is why our water is not fit to drink and our air is not fit to breathe. And we have people that are actively working to kill America. And this is what RFK Jr. is trying to correct on the food and medicine level. It's the same thing. We are the targets of a global conspiracy for depopulation. And Body Align is at the front line of trying to counter that. The EMF radiation, for example, okay, the things that destroy your energy. So I have my energy band on here and it works. And you're right, you better take it off before you go to bed. Because it will wake you up early in the morning. I've learned the lesson the hard way. So I don't know if you agree with what I just said, but
I do agree with you. And it's important, energy wellness is better than any other wellness there is because it's dealing with you on an energetic level. It's like with the sleep patches, people
there you
that
go.
go and get, medication for sleeping. Well, you don't need it. The only thing you got to do is you better pull it off in the morning. You can wear it a few times. You better pull it off in the morning. You'll be sleeping throughout the day. Also, the pain patch. You put it on where the pain is, and within a few minutes, the pain's dissipated tremendously. The mass patch where you can build muscle mass, because when you grow younger, what happens? You lose muscle, right? So you want to maintain muscle. So all of these things are energetically created through frequency technology. And just like you said, remember the rifle machine. Right? You heard about that, Brother Dave, where they created the
Right. And I got to
rifle machine.
interject this. We got about 90 seconds left, but I know about the
Okay.
Rife machine. It corrected health maladies through frequency modulation. Yeah, I'm very familiar with that technology. I actually talked to someone who's done private research on it, and they're a high quality scientist, but I can't tell you who they are because they go to jail. But anyway, you're absolutely right on that. Body Align is, people say, Dave, why did you take on Body Align as a sponsor? You've had your gold and so forth all these years because it works. And
Works.
because the way we're being attacked in many ways is countered by what Body Align is doing. And so let me give out where you want to go to find out more. Bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. And that's Align, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. And we've only touched the surface. Jimmy and I have been here now for almost 55 minutes, which is a show in itself. And we've just barely touched the surface here.
We
Jimmy,
have.
we got to do this again.
I love being on your show, brother. And I appreciate you and your audience. I thank you, very appreciative of all the brothers and sisters watching. And this stuff that with the Defend Planet Earth, as you're going to be one of the main people to bring this out to the public. And really, you said, what can we do, Jimmy? We got to take it into our own hands. We can't wait for Bobby Kennedy. We got to take it in our own hands. We got to purify our water. We got to use energy wellness. We got to, clean up our environment. We got to take it in our own hands because time is of essence. We've got to do it. And we got to educate people to help them understand what they need to do so they're living a better life. I mean, every day I wake up, I love my life.
I hear you.
Most people can't say that,
And we're on a mission to preserve America and to keep Americans healthy. That's our purpose here, folks.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many years I got left to live, but when I stand before my creator, I want to be able to say to him, Lord, I did my very best for you, and I tried to help humanity as best I could. And this is what motivates me to get up every morning. I've had a blessed life. I've been a professor, a college basketball coach, and I've got to do a lot of things. I've been a therapist. I've been blessed with my life. I've got a great family, but I want to leave something really good behind. And that motivates me. And I know it does you too. My friend, we are out of
Absolutely.
time. I'm going to give that address
Thank you,
again,
brother.
bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. And look at these products, folks. I'm using them. And I'm telling you, I believe in them and I believe in America. And we got to fight our own healthy battle. RFK Jr., God bless you, sir. But we can't wait on him. You're absolutely right. Okay, Jimmy,
Absolutely.
we're going to do this again, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, brother.
God bless you.
Nice being here. God bless you.